Except it be for fornication, but go ahead.
Does the exception clause apply to that?
The exception clause has to extend to that. If the exception clause has to extend to cover that, you see how that by inserting the exception clause, it changes the course of the passage. Now, an exception clause is just that. You have a rule. You have an overall rule. That is, if you divorce your wife and marry someone else, you commit adultery, and whoever marries her, when she remarries, they commit adultery. There's the rule. The exception clause, it sort of diverts that. It redirects. What Jesus is saying is, without the exception, presence of the basis, presence of the cause, then both parties commit adultery when they remarry. With the cause present, it changes the scenario. It is except in cases of fornication. It changes it so that someone has a right to remarry without committing adultery. So if you read the exception clause in, it works one way. We have this result. If you read the exception clause, take the exception clause out, you have an entirely different scenario. By the insertion of one simple little exception clause, Jesus created two different scenarios there. Two entirely different scenarios.